Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. Now, budget measures to combat COVID-19 last year helped cushion the recession, saved or created some 155,000 jobs over 2020 and 2021, and shaved the rise in unemployment rate by 1.7 percentage points. That's according to the interim assessment of the impact of COVID-19 budget measures released earlier this month by the Ministry of Finance. So Budget 2021, announced earlier this week by Deputy Prime Minister Heng Swee Keat, though still expansionary, is more calibrated. But for more insights into the measures, we're speaking to Wendy Heng, Associate Director for Sales and Marketing, Healthcare and Supply Chain at Robert Walters for her insights. Wendy, thanks for joining us today.
Hi.
So what do you reckon though, Wendy, the budgets of 2020 and the measures for manpower, things like the JSS, the JGI, how did they do?
We are quite happy to see increased and holistic support in building up Singapore's best resource, which is our people. The extension of the JGI will give companies some relief and encouragement to build a more inclusive workforce in looking at hiring eligible locals as well as mature workers and those with disabilities. It also helps encourage companies to hire for potential and groom the talent to pick up in-demand skill sets, as 100% fit hire might not exist in the market today.
Right.
The move towards digitalization and digital transformation especially has been accelerated, as we all know. So the traineeships and training opportunities, in particular those that target digital skill sets, will help local talent prepare themselves to embrace the new normal of work and enhance their employability.
So whilst the jobs growth incentive was enhanced, the job support scheme is being tapered off. What do you think?
It is, to be honest, a little bit, early to tell how much the impact is going to be. But we also observe that there are other factors to consider. Now, with the national vaccination exercise in progress, we are starting to see a gradual recovery among businesses, with optimistic predictions of potentially a hiring increase for the second half of 2021 onwards. And of course, while some sectors have been particularly hard hit, like tourism and aviation, there are also other bright sparks and opportunities in some of the growth areas. So based on insights that we've gathered from our latest salary survey, we expect four key growth areas to continue in 2021. These would be in the areas of technology, logistics, e-commerce, and healthcare.
Oh, speaking of healthcare, you must be heartened. That's your sector as well. And there was also an announcement that healthcare workers will be getting a raise in their salaries soon, and even support care staff. What do you think?
I think it's a great
about
idea.
About time, right?
Yes, definitely about time. I honestly do not know how, the world would be able to cope, right, without the selfless contribution from all these people. It is definitely really about time. And hopefully it also encourages more people to think about it as a potential career, as it has always been quite difficult, I think, to attract people into the sector, given that they all know it's not an easy role.
Even after all this time?
Yes. Well, it depends on which parts of, healthcare we're talking about. For the frontline part, I think some of the hospitals that we have spoken to, they have always said that it's a challenge trying to hire nursing staff, for example. So I think hopefully this will really, really help to be able to attract more people into the talent pool for them.
Deputy Prime Minister also announced an increase in the budget allocation for the senior worker early adopter grant and the part-time re-employment grant by over $200 million. What do you make of this?
We are not really sure as to the take-up rate, right? Because we don't have access to those figures. But based on conversations that we have with our clients, I do think that clients these days are more open in hiring based on experience, not necessarily demographics in that sense. But this will definitely help for sure to hopefully encourage clients further, to encourage them to look at people who may be a bit more mature in the workforce.
It's all about experience though, isn't it? Not so much age per se.
100%.
But then unfortunately, it kind of goes hand in hand. The more experienced you are, chances are you might be slightly older.
Yes, definitely. But the measures that the government has taken as well, right? does, I think, actually, at the end of the day, encourage clients to be a little bit more open. There are advantages and disadvantages to both, right? Some clients hire people with a bit more runway so that there is a lot more room for development. But, you know, there's also a lot to be said about having proven experience as well in a role. So I think clients will definitely balance that, and this might help as well.
We're speaking with Wendy Hing, who's Associate Director for Sales and Marketing Healthcare Supply Chain at Robert Walters. Wendy, what stood out for you with regard to the budget's aim to help workers? DPM said that this is what he wanted to do, help businesses and workers.
The part that I personally found quite interesting is their support for nurturing creative ideas, things like the Corporate Venture Launchpad, the Global Innovation Alliance, and the Open Innovation Platform. I think these measures will definitely help, as we all know we are all moving towards a digital economy. So personally, I found that quite interesting.
Do you think there were areas that the budget might have overlooked? I mean, it's always never enough.
I'm not sure about budget overlooking any areas, right? Because this is quite actually a comprehensive package. But what I think companies may, they are already thinking about it, but what more companies might need to do and what companies might need to do more of is to think about training, I guess, the soft skills for workers, as well as areas such as mental well-being. As DPM also mentioned, a lot of us have pivoted, I think the buzzword these days, to working from home or working remotely a fair bit. I think you do require slightly different soft skills to actually, I guess, manage that. And also, of course, given that it's been a hard year for most people as well, I think a lot of the companies are starting to realize that mental well-being is an area of focus for them moving forwards as well.
Give us a few more examples of what kind of soft skills we're talking about. Resiliency, I imagine.
Resilience, communication, for example. I think there are definitely some differences between, let's say, doing a face-to-face meeting versus doing a Zoom meeting. I think there was a lot of literature at one stage about Zoom burnout, and I completely concur. I think it's a lot harder to stay so focused, right? Because you actually really do need to stay and look focused, right? You know, so for example, for us, right, as a company, Robert Walters, we have bite-sized learning programs that our L&D department kindly puts together for us. We recently just ran a emotional EQ, I would say, training for our employees. Because I think, as mentioned, right, if you are not going to be able to meet in person, collaboration requires a little bit of a different way of working, I would say.
What's the sentiment for recruitment firms like Robert Walters today? Is it much different from last year?
We are cautiously optimistic, I would say. It was quite difficult, honestly, from, I would say, April to September last year, especially. Yeah. We started to see a little bit more activity, I would say, in quarter four, which has spilled over a little to the first quarter, which we are in right now. And based on the sentiments of the clients that we've spoken to, I think that this would be better than last year.
Let's quickly end the Zoom call then, Wendy. Not move into that Zoom fatigue. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for yours as well, Howie. Thank you.
Wendy Hing, Associate Director, Sales and Marketing, Healthcare Supply Chain at Robert Walters. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.